It's the Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is freaking awesome. Walking through the club like, what up, I'm such a big shot. I'm so pumped about the flag from the thrift shop. I saw my friend, it's so damn frosty.
Hey, welcome back to the Darren Copeland Experience. This is much better than me talking right now. Eventually. So I was laughing because I was tweeting during the game, right? So I was tweeting during the Rockies-Cleveland game, and I was making little cutesy, and I'm not really usually like the sarcastic, snarky dude on Twitter, but sometimes I like to poke a little. I'm not like Big Fuzz. Big Fuzz loves to watch car crashes, and he will sit there and just watch everything happen. He loves car crashes. I like to poke a little, but, you know, like good-natured. So I was talking about the Indians and how funny it was that they had everyone says it's impossible to pitch at Coors Field. And I said something like, oh, yeah, well, the Cleveland Indians have only scored 3 runs in this game so far, in a game and a half. It's obviously impossible to pitch at Coors Field. And another one I said, I think the Indians, the Cleveland Indians, are just the latest team to learn that the Rockies are indeed for real. Because what's happening is you have all these people on the East Coast and all these people on the West Coast who aren't really giving, don't give the flyover country, the Midwest, a real look at win anything. I mean, Chicago, you can't ignore because they won the World Series, but even, you know, they're whatever. St. Louis is under the radar somewhat. And the Rockies are certainly under the radar. And so what did I get back? Not even like a second later. Don't get excited. The Indians suck. Don't get excited. The Indians suck. Well, have you seen the MLB standings recently? I'm just saying. Have you seen the standings recently? Well, how about from today? Okay, so the Indians, who suck, according to Indians fans, in the World Series last year, mind you.
Yeah.
They're a game and a half out of first place in their division.
Yeah. Behind Milwaukee.
Behind the Twins. Milwaukee's in the National League, but that's okay.
Sorry.
Milwaukee, Minnesota, it's all the same. All those white people look alike.
And they all say,
talk to you like this, Conchon Chino.
Oh, you betcha.
Come on down to Milwaukee, Minnesota. They're so mad at us. All the homegrown sports guys got like, oh, we don't talk like that. You know what we're saying? Oh, yeah, we don't talk like that. Oh, yeah, you got to go into town. So they're a game and a half out, and that's after getting worked by the Rockies, by 2 rookies. I mean, I was doing a podcast with Nate Lundy and Sean Drotar before I came over, and I suggested that there should be a game that we would call like stat tennis. So where it'd be like, okay, I've got a stat, and then you got a stat, and how many cool stats can we come up with before you go, I don't got another stat. You see what I'm saying? That like, so for instance, I would say Rockies starting rookie pitchers, the 4 of them,
yes,
have a record of 21-8. So far this year, which is the best record for 4 rookies in the last 80 seasons.
Okay. And then you would just ace me on that, sir.
And then, okay. And then you would.
I wasn't ready for this game.
And then you would say, well, that's pretty good, but that ERA that they have of 3.63.
Yes.
Would, as a group.
Uh-huh.
Would put them somewhere in the top 3 all-time Rockies pitchers singularly.
Just not even rookies, just Rockies.
Rockies pitchers.
In general?
Yes, yes.
Ooh.
To which I would say, oh, yeah?
Touche.
Well, when you talk about war, there's this one guy who plays for Cincinnati who's just a machine offensively, Kotsis.
Mm-hmm.
And his war is at 3.5, but the next biggest overall war, which for anybody who doesn't you know, use an abacus and is weird and nerdy about this, is wins over replacement, basically. So how many more wins are you going to cause than someone playing your position? I think it's a terrible stat either, because I don't believe in this stat, by the way. But Nolan Arenado is at 3. And then, so what you do is you add your offensive war plus your defensive war, and you get your total war. Arenado's offensive or defensive war is like almost double the next person's war on defense. So he's considered, I mean, so he's considered the best. When I say that he's the best shortstop ever to play, he's already considered the best defensive shortstop right now in the league. And they compare him to Brooks. They compare him to Brooks Robinson. Now, you know, Manny Machado fans will say this, that, and the other thing about him, but he doesn't have the consistency that Nolan has. And then people will talk, well, what about Chris Bryant? Well, Chris Bryant gets votes because A, he lives in Chicago, and B, he doesn't play third base all the time. He plays third base, and he plays in the outfield, and he plays first base sometimes. So he's all over the field. He's not playing just third base, which actually hurts Nolan Arenado. Nolan Arenado, and when you talk about his offensive game, Nolan finished in more ahead of Chris Bryant in a lot more statistics than Chris Bryant finished ahead of Nolan Arenado last year. Now, winning a World Series helps for Chris Bryant. But Alyssa No, who does Mile High Sports Radio, she's on Mile High Sports. She's a columnist here, does some work here.
Oh, online. And
Alyssa No, yeah.
Yeah.
She actually interviewed Chris Bryant, and Chris Bryant said that he wished he could play like Nolan Arenado.
Oh, right.
Okay, so what I'm telling you is that Chris Bryant wishes he could play like Nolan Arenado.
And
he's the reigning NL MVP, National League MVP. Yeah. He is the reigning National League MVP.
And he wishes he could play like...
He wishes he could play like Nolan Arenado. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so not only are you talking about people from the past, Larry Boa, who played with Mike Schmidt, arguably one of the top two, certainly the greatest offensive third baseman ever to play. Larry Boa played with Mike Schmidt and watches Rockies games specifically because he loves to watch Nolan Arenado, who he considers to be the best third baseman he's ever seen. And the reigning NL MVP third baseman, Chris Bryant, tells the local reporter here, Alyssa No, that he wishes he could play like Nolan Arenado. So what I'm telling you people is this, is that...
What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean, you people?
What I mean is this. Go out and look at one of the best players ever to play the game. You know, 50 years from now, most of us will be dead. Some of us won't. I plan on living, but that's because, you know, I'm already stealing all the, you know, the good stem cells.
Well, with all the advances in modern tech,
Yes, it'll be Darren Copeland experience. Darren Copeland's head experience. But 30 years from now, when he's gone, we all are going to talk about the good old days when we watched Nolan Arenado do some of the most incredible things we've ever seen on a baseball field. I mean, I think there's anyone out there who watches the Rockies on a moderate amount can give you their favorite Nolan Arenado defensive moment. Whether it him be tearing up the line, barehanding a ball and getting a guy out, roaming into foul territory, grabbing that ball, jump throwing it all the way over, which he did today, by the way, and threw it because it was a foul ball and threw it straight into the stands, but had the guy beat. Incredible. Today he got a ball from Blackman and was able to tag out a guy on his heel. Spectacular play. I mean, what about that ole that he did where he just kind of caught it and then just looked at it and threw the guy out at first? He makes all these plays that are just incredible. And then he goes up and hits home runs. If he was a hockey player, he had the winning goal today with the 2-run RBI just to make the game 2-0. I mean, all he does is win. All he does is, it's Nolan being Nolan, we say. We all say it's Nolan being Nolan. It's Nolan being Nolan. Anybody who's played professional baseball, like all Major League Baseball, all these guys, ask them and they will say he's the best I've ever seen. They'll say, I don't know about Brooks Robinson. I didn't see him, but he's the best I've ever seen. I mean, they don't even talk about Ernie Banks, for God's sakes. So this is a reason why you guys need to go out and watch these games, because your kids, right? Your 6 and 7 year old kids will be able to tell their grandchildren someday that they got to watch Nolan Arenado. And if there's not a better reason to go watch baseball, I certainly can't think of one. We'll be back with hour number two after this.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.
Once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me or let me redeem or redeem myself tonight. 'Cause I just need one more shot at second chances.